This is what you know net radio news. Hard-hitting journalism from the desk of a mod once. Now your host, what you know.
Hi everybody, this is What You Know for What You Know Net Radio here on BelowTopSecret.com. Today, I have an important announcement. I want you, the ATS member here in the United States, to write your representative and demand that they allow me to come to Washington and talk to them on the floor about what's been going on in this country. For far too long, we have written our congressmen, we have called them, we have emailed them, just to get an inane and an inappropriate form letter sent back to us, or to have a message taken by some paid, or to have some spam hit our email box. Enough is enough. It is time for you, the ATS membership here in the United States, call, write, email your representatives and tell them you want me, What You Know, to speak to them on the floor and to talk about the issues that are important to us American. Part of the problem is they lie to us, they steal from us, and then they point fingers at someone else when they get caught. Case in point, the AIG bailout and the bonuses that these idiots at AIG were given. Problem is that in the legislation, they were told that they could take these bonuses. They were told that they could do it. So they did it. And then they get backlash from our representatives who let them do it. The same representatives that voted for this bailout, voted for TARP against the will of their constituents, voted for TARP, dared to smack AIG around verbally for doing what they were allowed to do. It's been revealed. Let you guys know something. Bernie Madoff has nothing on our legislature. Nothing. The biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world is going on right now. And that Ponzi scheme is your taxpayer money going to these giant banks. Banks that should have never been allowed to get this big in the first place. And AIG, which is an insurance company. I'm telling you people, this is the largest Ponzi scheme that has ever come down the pipe. They told you, they tell you, that we, the American public, now own 80% of AIG, thanks to hundreds of billions of dollars paid out to them. They tell you that they're expecting returns on their investment, and returns, and possibly even a profit. And it's all bullshit. It's all complete bullshit. It's the largest Ponzi scheme ever. And the American public was forced into this. It's time for people to really wake up. People have got to realize that now we, the American people, have been ripped off so much that the only way that they are going to be able to fix this is by dumping the dollar. They're going to have to default on all their loans to the central, to the Federal Reserve. They're going to have to default on it all. They're going to have to dump the dollar and go with probably the Amero at first. Then our AAA rated government will be reduced. North American Union will come around, and then the Federal Reserve Bank will once again weasel their way in, take over the Amero, and the whole cycle will start right over again. Eventually, all currency will be outmoded. All currency will be obsolete. What will it be replaced by? It'll be replaced by a series of credits and debits. It'll all be done electronically. No one will have paper cash anymore. There won't be paper cash. This is happening slowly and methodically around the world. These central banks are taking over society. Call it the New World Order, call it whatever you want to do. But this is happening. This is what's going on. Now, once a central bank takes over a currency, they start loaning the government of that nation all of its money. Every single dollar, pound, ruble, or whatever you have in your pocket right now is a loan from a central bank. It's all disgusting. It really is. Our nation's sovereignties are being sold off to an unregulated, unaccountable private organization. I mean, there's no way to fire the Federal Reserve chair. There's just no way. They're appointed by a board. I mean, I suppose that if you were rich enough, you could buy your way onto this board. Of course, in all reality, the money that you use to buy the seat is just a loan anyway. So you're basically paying back a loan. It's sickening. It's wrong. I don't know how people have stood for this. I don't know how we got to this point. It's high time that in this country, in the U.S., that we stood up and burned every single dollar that we have. Tell them, no, I'm not taking your crap. I'm not taking this money. I want a U.S. dollar. I do not want a Federal Reserve note. I want a U.S. dollar issued by the federal government, not the Federal Reserve Bank. I want currency issued by my government, backed by something besides speculation. It's all a bunch of crap, people, and it's high time that you and I collectively take it all down. We need to take our government back. The only way to do this is to stop voting for these idiots like Dodd, stop voting for these criminals like Barney Frank, and put people, the people, back in charge. When you go to vote, the problem is that most people don't even have a freaking clue who these people are. They don't research. They don't care. They see a name that's familiar to them, and they hit it. They're like, oh, yeah, that must be my guy, huh? Says Democrat, says Republican, that must be my guy. It's not the way it's supposed to work, people. Only an informed public can change this society. People are slowly waking up to that fact and really learning. People are getting pissed off from being ripped off. People don't like that. And if this government wants to keep their jobs, they must start listening to the people that put them in charge. If they don't, it is our right, our duty, and our responsibility to not vote for them. I contact my representatives all the time about issues that I see on this site. I do. I ask them about this. I link them to parts of it. Let them know what's going on, my opinion on the subject. Am I alone in doing this? Do you people do this? I mean, isn't this the way to that we, the ordinary citizenry, can actually lobby our government? I mean, I think that ATS can become a very powerful voice, a very powerful lobby in and of itself. If we all work together on these issues and tell our representatives our opinion and demand that things change in this country, it's our country. Without us, without we the people, there would be no country. And they need to know that. I mean, you could be a John Galt, an upper income taxpayer, or you could be a Tyler Durden, but stand up and fight for what is right. Stand up and say, no more, I'm not gonna take this crap. You shouldn't have to take it. I don't want to take it. And that's why I say to you, the ATS members that are here in the U.S., you write, you call, you email, and tell them, I want what you know to stand and up and on the floor of the Senate and talk about these issues. I want to go there. I want to look them in the eye and tell them to stop ripping us off. I love it when I hear people like Rush Limbaugh or these other radio and TV personalities say, come on my show. Come on my show and debate these issues. I like that idea, but I'm going to reverse it. Send me there. I want to go to your house. I want to go to the floor of the Senate. I want to go to the floor of the House of Representatives and scream at the top of my lungs, stop ripping us off. It's high time in this country that we the people take our rights back. It is high time in this country that you and I stand up for what is right. We're all angry. We the people didn't put us in this mess. We the people did not set us up to fall. It's sickening and disheartening for me to look at this great nation, this once beautiful land of the free, and see what our representatives have done to it. The information's out there, people. All the information's out there. But we have to go and find it. We have to look it up. We have to research it thoroughly. We gotta know the truth. The truth is out there now. It is ours for the taking. It is ours to use. The best weapon to use is information. Without information, without intelligence, one cannot win a war. You can't do it. I don't care how many guns you have. You will not win against an opponent that has better information. You just won't. It's impossible. Our war against this government is a war of information. Our revolution is the information age. It is our country, and we need to take it back. And the only way to take it back is to know, to be empowered, and to be informed. Otherwise, we're truly sheeple. We are truly blind, we are truly slaves, and we are truly, truly screwed. But we don't have to take that. We can stand up. We can stand up and say no more. We, the American people, can stand up and say, hey, this is not right. This has to stop. Give us our money back, damn it. and get the hell out of Washington if you can't take that. That's all pretty much I gotta say on the subject. This has been What You Know for What You Know Net Radio here on AboveTopSecret.com. Thank you.